recurrence of sorrows and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans. And I seek protection in thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For thou art Allah, the best guardian, and thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to thee, addressing myself to thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to you for the hope of your rewards. So bless Muhammad, the best of thy creation, the summoner to thy truth. Exalt me with thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, thou art the all-forgiving, the all-compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum, and welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this week, we're going to speak about Palestine. So be with us.
سلام الله يا قدس فداك الروح والنفس سلام الله يا قدس فداك الروح والنفس مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى مهاد الدين والتقوى سلام الحب والنجوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى وهل يا قدس لا نقوى.
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 5th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Calendar, corresponding to the 29th of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 21st of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. For today, chapter Isra, verse 1, we'll listen to then the point of it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير.
Exalted is he who took his servant by night from Al-Masjid Al-Haram to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, whose surroundings we have blessed, to show him of our signs. Indeed, he is the hearing, the seeing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Ascension of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny to heavens is the most sacred of the journeys throughout history. The first verse of this surah discusses the issue of the journey by night of the Prophet from Masjid al-Haram, the sacred mosque, to Masjid al-Aqsa, Bayt al-Muqaddas, which has been a precursor for Mi'raj, the most sacred trip. This trip took place within one night and for a short time. Such a trip could have never been in the least possible given the conditions of the time and through ordinary means which were available in those days. In which case, the miraculous and extraordinary nature of it was obvious.
في القلب يندس والجرح في أضلعي أطويه يا قدس ما زال سهم الأمس في القلب يندس والجرح في أضلعي
As I told you, we're going to speak about Palestine, the Ummah's central cause. When addressing liberation issues and the conflict with colonialism and the enemies of the Ummah, the cause of Palestine arises as the central issue of the Muslim Ummah, not only because of its religious and strategic standing, but also because the Zionist project is of aggressive nature and cannot stabilize itself in Palestine unless Arab and Muslim countries of the region are weak, fragmented, and underdeveloped. The Palestine issue is the uniting issue on which Arabs and Muslims unite and meet to support it regardless of their differences. The Palestine issue is the compass since it redirect the Ummah's compass against its common enemy, regardless of the ethnic, sectarian, and national differences.
I'd like to share some reflections on the painful events that are taking place worldwide and specifically in Palestine, whether it be in Jerusalem or the Gaza Strip or the West Bank. We find that our brothers and sisters in faith have been subject to a brutal form of oppression by an oppressive government, an oppressive military, and an oppressive police force. So, at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, God is watching. The oppression that's taking place, the violence, you know, it's easy for us to become anxious and to think that, where is God in all of this? Where is the justice in all of this? When is the perpetration of violence going to stop? And sometimes we think to ourselves, you know, we're tired of hearing about the oppression. Well, as tired as we are of hearing about the oppression, it's nothing like being in it. You know, we have the privilege of going to bed every night, knowing that, for the most part, knowing that we're going to wake up, that our houses aren't going to get bombed by a drone or an F-16 or something like that, that our children are going to come back home safe. I don't want to talk about the images that are coming out of Palestine, out of Gaza today. They're too heartbreaking to even mention. What's being done to men, to women, to children, to babies. It's too much to talk about. But the point that I want to make is that these people who make alliances with the shaitan, at the end of the day, the shaitan is going to abandon them. Because the shaitan has no loyalty.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. This is today's special and leader's view on Palestine. Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, said, "From a humanitarian perspective, the oppression suffered by Palestinian families and how they are being treated would make all human beings feel responsible. It is surprising that human rights organizations are so indifferent. America and some other Western countries, as well as those who claim to be responsible for promoting democracy in the world, have disgraced themselves in the case of Palestine. This is because there is a nation now that does not have any role in the management of its homeland. This nation can never make its voice heard. Palestinians are an oppressed nation from a humanitarian point of view. They are faced with a highly oppressive and racist government. And this is a big lie told by America, international organizations, and Western intellectuals in their claims of promoting democracy." One way that we can support Palestine is donate and boycott. There are a number of reputable grassroots organizations you can support that are aimed at ending the Israeli occupation of Gaza and improving the day-to-day life of Palestinians living in peril. Standouts include the Palestine Child Relief Fund, IF Charity, which distributes funds to families impacted by the violence in Gaza, and Doctors Without Borders, an international organization that provides medical treatment to victims. Another notable movement is boycott, divestment, and sanctions, also known as BDS. It's an economic project that calls for consumers across the world to stop purchasing products from influential companies that have business ties to Israel.
What we're seeing right now is awareness and awakening on a massive global scale, like nothing ever done before. And inshallah, we ask God that the relief for the believers, the relief for those who are oppressed, comes soon and swiftly. You know, at the end of the day, what we're experiencing right now, you know, oppression, murder, mass, you know, brutal force being used against weaker populations is nothing new. In essence, the Islamic community, when it was first formed, had to fight against a force which was larger than it in size. It was larger than it in number. It was stronger and better equipped. However, one thing that they did not have was heart. One thing that they did not have was loyalty. The disbelievers in their own army were willing to sell each other out easily, whereas the believers were always willing to stick to one another. Nothing substitutes for loyalty. Nothing substitutes for trust. Nothing substitutes for the bonds of brotherhood. And we may be thousands of miles away, my friends, but that doesn't mean that we cannot come to the aid of our brothers and sisters.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. We were talking about Palestine, and we continue this topic on the next episode, inshallah. Till then, wassalamu alaikum.
Every day we tell each other that this day will be the last, and tomorrow we all can go home free, and all this will finally end. Palestine, tomorrow will be free. Palestine, tomorrow will be free.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, let us now ponder part of a moving supplication to Almighty God by Imam Hassan Askari, peace be upon him, the 11th infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. O you, the aware of hidden consciences, you are merciful to everything and aware of everything. Forgive those who repent and follow your path. Protect them from the torment of fire. Give them soon your victory that you have promised them, and you do not fail the promise. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about knowledge of the unseen and the Imam's knowledge of the unseen. Now, this is a little controversial topic, a touchy topic. A lot of other Muslim denominations don't believe that anybody besides God has knowledge of the unseen. They categorically deny it. And they base their beliefs on certain verses of the Holy Quran in which Allah, you know, He says that only, apparently, God says that only God Himself has knowledge of the unseen. Now, right now, we don't want to get into the answer to these people's argument and how to refute it. It's actually quite easy to. But in any case, this is something that we can talk about in another session. Right now, we want to look at what Imam Ali alayhi salam says regarding this topic in the form of this beautiful hadith. Imam Ali alayhi salam said the following when one of his companions, this companion was from the tribe of Kalb. One of his companions from this tribe, he said the following to him, "Indeed, you have been given knowledge of the unseen, O Commander of the Faithful." Imam Ali alayhi salam, he laughed upon hearing this, saying, "O brother of Kalb, Ya Akha Kalb, this is not knowledge of the unseen." I don't have knowledge of the unseen, the Imam says. He denies this. Then what do you have? The Imam says, but instruction from the possessor of knowledge. لَيْسَ هُوَ بِإِلْمٍ بِإِلْمِ غَيْبٍ وَإِنَّمَا هُوَ تَعَلُّمٌ مِنْ ذِي إِلْمٍ. I don't have knowledge of the unseen independently. Rather, whatever knowledge I have, now regardless of whether that is knowledge of the unseen, that which is hidden, or knowledge that is, you know, apparent and knowledge of things and ordinary things. Whatever it is, whatever knowledge I have, whatever wisdom I have, it has been given to me by God Almighty. The Imam, he clarifies exactly what he means here. He says, "Verily, knowledge of the unseen is knowledge of the hour, and what Allah, glory be to Him, has listed in this verse. Indeed, the knowledge of the hour is with Allah. He sends down the rain, and He knows what is in the wombs." So, this hadith is kind of interesting. It kind of clarifies, first of all, clarifies what exactly is the unseen, which has been mentioned in you know, these verses, which state that only God has knowledge of the unseen. The Imam clarifies it. It means it refers to certain specific things, like, for example, knowledge of when the hereafter will occur, you know, and, for example, other certain natural phenomenon, you know, knowledge of the fate of human beings, the predestination, and these kind of things. The Imam references these things and says that these are things that God has knowledge of. This is knowledge of the unseen, and God has it. And, you know, these are things that, you know, the Imam doesn't have knowledge of. They're relegated simply for Allah. However, he does have knowledge which... The Imam does have knowledge which God, the Imam, the Allah has instructed him and has taught him. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at knowledge of the unseen and the knowledge of the Imam in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools Network. So, I really welcome you all, Brother Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, and Fawad Haider to our today's program. How are you? Fine? Fawad?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Hassan, how
fine,
about
sir.
You?
How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. How about Ali Nasser?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Fine? All right. Okay, inshallah, in this session, we will talk about ayah 129 and 130 of Surah Ali Imran on page
66.
So, everybody, let's listen once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله غفور رحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون
Nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. Don't worry, we'll be reciting the same, inshallah, even maybe better. Okay, we'll try our best, inshallah, to recite that way. So, guys, let's have a quick and short explanation. Allah Almighty, in these two verses, say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله غفور رحيم. In the next ayah, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. So Allah Almighty in ayah 129 says, to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth. يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَى, he forgives whomever he wishes. وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَى, and punishes whomever he wishes. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, and Allah is all forgiving, all merciful. In the next ayah, Allah says, O you who have faith, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, لا تأكل الربا أضعافا مضاعفة, do not exact usury twofold and severfold. واتقوا الله, and be wary of Allah, be pious, so that you may be felicitous. Alright, تفلحون. So, guys, whatever you see around you, whatever you see around you, belong to Allah Almighty. Tawheed in Malikiyya, one of the instances of Tawheed it was, yes? Tawheed in Malikiyya, in ownership. So anybody who believes in Tawheed, in oneness of Allah Almighty, he must also believe Allah Almighty owns anything in the creation. You yourself belong to Allah Almighty. So, if this is the case, if Allah Almighty wants you to sacrifice yourself in the way of Allah Almighty, you should not say no. Because you're not yours. You're Allah Almighty's, right? He is the owner, not you. Got it? So He has the ownership. And it's not you who owns yourself, right? It's Allah Almighty who owns you. That's it. If somebody knows Tawheed this way, for sure there will be no excuses for him to have a stress, have like depression, like, oh, I don't have to go, Allah Almighty wants me to go to fight in the way of Allah Almighty, but I don't want, oh, this kind of stress, come on, you are for Allah Almighty, go sacrifice yourself, He has given you this life, He will give you back in the heaven, inshallah, okay, He'll send you to the heaven. So guys, if somebody believes that way, if somebody believes in Tawheed, he has to believe in the ownership of Allah Almighty as well. All right? يَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ, Allah Almighty forgives whomever He wishes. It's Allah Almighty. He is forgiving. He is merciful. At the end of the ayah, it says, وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمُ. So whoever Allah Almighty, whomever Allah Almighty wants, will forgive. Whomever Allah Almighty wants, will punish. But there are also certain beliefs, okay, that Allah Almighty, for example, forgive someone for those cases, in these cases, okay? And some cases are there that Allah Almighty will not forgive. For example, shirk, that we said, إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ, okay? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. For example, Allah Almighty will forgive anything else, okay? Except the shirk. Allah Almighty will not forgive the shirk, okay? So guys, it's this way. Got it?
Yes.
It's Allah Almighty. But we, yeah, of course, have to ask Allah Almighty to forgive us, yeah, to bless us. This is what we are taught, okay? Allah Almighty asks us to do so. In the next ayah, Allah Almighty talks about an important topic, which is a vast topic, okay? That we'll just pinpoint, we'll explain it shortly, but really you need to refer to the tafsir books, to the ahadiths, okay? To learn more about this. It talks about riba. Riba is termed as usury. So refer to the tafsir books, inshallah. You'll learn about riba. Alright?
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran?
What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
We don't have much time, that's why. Inshallah. Also, it has a vast topic, needs explanation. So refer, inshallah, to the Tafasir books. Allah Almighty says, لا تأكلوا الربا. So, totally, it means Allah Almighty says, do not exact usury. Usury is haram in Islam, alright? So guys, let's move on to the Tajweed rules. Important ones, inshallah, we'll mention. Then we'll practice the recitation of Fawad. Ready? Yeah? So the first point, Fawad will say, وَلِلَّهِ لِلَّهِ. So how to read the word Allah? Can you explain it, Fawad?
Sir, if there's a kasra sound before the word Allah.
A kasra sound so or a kasra haraka, that's
yeah,
correct.
Yeah, kasra haraka. So the lam in the word Allah
right.
is pronounced with an ah sound.
With an ah or a?
Ah.
Ah, like لِلَّهِ, Allah, la sound. All right? Next.
Yes. But a dhamma or a fatah comes before the word Allah.
All right.
The Allah.
The word Allah
the
is pronounced.
The Allah is pronounced heavily.
Heavily with an
like,
ah sound.
Oh.
Good job. Like you say, billah, it has an ah sound because kasra is there. Lillah, kasra. But Allahumma or wallahu, huwallahu, qul huwallahu ahad.
What if there were haraka before? There's no haraka before the word. If it's sakin.
If it's sakin, so put a hamzatul wasl there. Allah. Hamzatul wasl. The word alif, the word lam in the beginning. Allah. It is actually al ilah. Yes? Ilah. So al you have. Lam is sakin, so Hamzatul Wasl is there. That's why we use Hamzatul Wasl. We talked about it, right? Put a fatha on the top of Hamzatul Wasl and read. So when you put a fatha on the top of Hamzatul Wasl, all right? So it becomes like you read it with a fatha. So in this case, heavily. If there is another word that ends with a sakin, two sakin letters, you have put a kasra. We studied it. When the meeting of two sakin letters, iltaqa'u sakinatain. We studied it, yes? We learned it. So when you have, there are different cases out there, okay? Normal case is that when you have like two sakin letters meeting together, put a kasra, yeah, in the first one and read the word. So, for example, especially when you have tanween, yawma idhin nilhaq, yawma idhin alhaq, yawma idhin ends with noon sakin, alhaq, it starts with lam sakin. Hamzatul Wasl is also sakin. Yawma idhinil haq. You put a kasra there. That's it. Next. Walillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Ard ra has a heavy sound. Dad has a heavy sound. Jim tells you it's jais to stop here or continue. Yaghfiru liman yasha. Liman yasha, brothers. Whenever you see nun sakin or tanween, the same as nun sakin. Plus, ya, waw, ra, mim, lam, noon. Merge the sound. Insert this noon sakin into that letter. Liman yasha, insert it to ya. Limay yasha.
Ibram.
Limaw, limay, liman, limal, limam. That's it. Limar. Qur rabbi. Qul rabbi, qur rabbi. That is also an example for this. So, limay yasha. Madeline also, we have ay. لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Mad is wajib here. Hamza is in the same word. وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Look, tanween plus ra, join them. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ
رُّرْرَحِيمٌ.
رُّرْرَحِيمٌ, رُّرْرَحِيمٌ. That's it. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. يَا, the mad is not wajib, right? It's not wajib. It is jais. Ya ayyu. Ya is one word. Yeah. It stands for ayyu. One word. Ayyu stands for another word. Ayyuhal ladhina amanu la ta'akulu riba. Riba. Also, the mad is not wajib. Riba adu'afam adu'a'anu a'afan. Tanween plus meme. Merge them again. Yarmalun, I told you. Adu'afam mudu'afah. Mudha'afatan, if you stop tanween changes to sukun. Sila tells you it's better to continue. Mudha'afatau. So when you continue, tanween plus waw, merge them. Mudha'afatau. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. That's it. Ready to recite?
Yes.
Listen and repeat. Brothers and sisters, listen and repeat, please. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض.
ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض.
يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء.
يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء.
والله غفور رحيم.
والله غفور رحيم.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة.
واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Allah bless you. We practiced the tajweed rules. We mentioned them. And we also practiced the recitation. That's all from us for today. Inshallah, the next session will continue towards the next verses or ayat of Surah Ali Imran. Stay with IRB English Radio, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks to Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Nasser for being with us. See you, inshallah. Nothing to say?
No, sir.
Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum wa al'anna adahum ajma'in. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the different effects of supplication. We said, having a look at different verses of the Holy Quran as well as the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, we understand that there are some functions for the best kind of supplication. What supplication does is that first and foremost, it fills out the gap that exists in the human nature. Secondly, it is something that human beings can rely on. Something that fills out the mental gaps. Something that brings the human beings grandeur and glory with which they can confront the problems easily. The third effect of supplication was the fact that supplicant will believe in the Almighty Allah. And this accompanied numerous hidden benefits that we sufficiently discussed in the previous episodes. The fourth advantage of supplication is that very self-belief and self-recognition. And regarding this self-belief and self-recognition, we said that in the different verses of the Holy Quran, we have different points regarding this. The verse of the Holy Quran says, وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ وَكَانَ أَمْرُهُ فُرُطًا. And do not follow him, whose heart we have made unmindful of our remembrance. And he follows his low desires, and his case is one in which due bounds are exceeded. Elsewhere in the Holy Quran says, استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله أولئك حزب الشيطان ألا إن حزب الشيطان هم الخاسرون. The Satan has gained the mastery over them. استحوذ عليهم الشيطان فأنساهم ذكر الله. This Satan, this fact caused and made them forget the remembrance of Allah. So they are from the party of Satan. Now surely the Satan's party are the losers. So it is the Holy Quran which has made this prediction and has commanded and invited all human beings to the right path. Ud'u ila sabili rabbik. Call to the way of your Lord. Wa anna hadha sirati mustaqima. And know that this is my path, the right one.
I remember when I first met you.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will, God will come towards you.
Paradise, thank you Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So dear listeners, up to now we have counted four effects for supplication, four advantages. The fifth effect of supplication is that besides the applicant's needs being satisfied, the supplication has yet another effect, another side or aspect of effects that we are mostly ignorant of. Despite the erroneous assumption of those simple-minded individuals who think that if their needs are not satisfied through supplication, through bringing this request to the Almighty Allah, then their supplication is useless. It should be said, however, that the very engagement in supplication, the very fact that we have gotten the chance to engage in supplication, it is of utmost significance. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in this regard has said, "Alaykum bid-du'a, engage in supplication. فَإِنَّكُمْ لَا تَقَرَّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِمِثْلِهِ. Because it is the best way through which you come close to God." He also says, مَا يَعْلَمُ عِظَمَ ثَوَابِ الدُّعَاءِ وَتَسْبِيهِ الْعَبْدِ فِيمَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ نَفْسِهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. No one knows the magnitude of supplication and glorifying Allah when one invokes and glorifies with himself, save Allah. He also stated that no servant raises his hand toward Allah the Almighty unless Allah feels shy to leave it empty. إِلَّا إِسْتَحْيَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَنْ يَرُدَّهَا صِفْرًا حَتَّى يَجْعَلَ فِيهَا مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ مَا يَشَاءُ. So, it is for this reason that it is said that there is no supplication without being responded to. Why is that so? Because the very engagement is a blessing. It is an advantage that sometimes we're ignorant of. We need to be aware that this chance that we have gotten, this opportunity that is granted to us, it is a very blessing that we must be grateful for. So, when we have this kind of look, with this kind of approach, we do not feel that our supplications are not responded to. At least to some extent, all of our supplications are responded to. In the verse, "Ud'uni astajib lakum," responding is based on delivering the supplication and not on anything else. If supplication takes place, its response is inevitable, though some supplications do not lead to being answered superficially. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. Worry.
when faith begins.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to all the enlightened listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab, your devoted host, ready to take you on a captivating journey through Islamic upbringing. Together, we'll explore the challenges and questions surrounding raising children with Islamic values. Experts' insights rooted in the noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, will guide us along this path. Well, today we have Brother Miqdad in the studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Very warm welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Brother Miqdad, in our previous episode, you guided us through several points where parents can use these points to keep a check on how the children are using the devices or how they should be using the devices. So number one was to delay it as much as possible, and if possible, try to use old phones for your children rather than giving them the smartphones. Number two was you yourself and your children should be knowing the skill of using the phone with purpose. Number three was not giving the children the authority. They should not feel the authority over a phone or a gadget. And we have more to talk on the topic. So, Brother Miqdad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, so we mentioned these points as an introduction. The main question that was raised was about monitoring. So first and foremost, yes, I do think it's important to monitor a child's phone and a child's interaction with the phone. So firstly, parental control. So you have certain apps that you can install on your child's phone, especially if they have a smartphone. Also install them on your laptop, on your device, on your other devices and your computer. And these parental control, they're mainly to avoid adverts, to avoid content that's adult content. These things should be standard in all our access. If you have a family, if you have kids, then all gadgets should have parental control on them. Okay. In a way to ensure that access to adult content is completely blocked, basically.
Right.
And if you have to pay for it, it's really worth it, right? Because especially if you have children that are a bit older and they have close to teenagehood, for example, and they are going to be using the gadgets, the phone and the laptop and the tablet, then have something that ensures that adverts, as well as adverts that pop up,
right,
or even purposely, if somebody were to go into something that is that content is an adult content, then this will block it. This is very important. This is fundamental. So all phones should have that to ensure that accidents don't happen. What I mean by accidents is that sometimes, this world of the media and internet is such a dirty and such a filthy world out there that sometimes it takes one click to take you to a very a very...
to a world where you never imagined to...
Exactly, to an adult world that's very... something that you want to avoid completely.
Right.
And it often starts with a very innocent click, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, that looked very interesting. It can be a small pop-up that just came up whilst I was watching a cartoon.